Well, Roger, thank you for the time this morning. I know you're on a busy schedule, and I appreciate you talking with us for a few minutes.
Sure, I'd love to.
Let's talk about the current tour. Foghat's coming to Baton Rouge at the Raising Cane's River Center on Friday, July 14th. How has the tour been going so far?
It's been going great. I have a week off at the moment. I have 8 days off, which is great because I'm going to go do some fishing. But up to this point, we're working every week. We do about between 55 and 65 shows a year all over the place. We play with other bands, you know, like ZZ Top and a whole bunch of people. And we have a really good time. Each year, we get together in our studio down in DeLand, Florida, and we change the set. We put four or five different songs in the set. We'll always be playing five or six songs, you know, Stone Blue, Fall for the City, Slow Ride, I Just Want to Make Love to You. So that's okay. That's good. That's good news. But, we change it up every year. And we actually have a new album coming out at the end of this year.
Oh, great.
It is. It usually takes us 3 or 4 years to get it all together. But like I said, we have our own studio, so we record it and we take our time. It's not a race anymore.
Right, exactly. You're not in that much of a hurry to get it out. You'll get it out when it gets done.
When it's done and when we're good and ready. Baton Rouge, we haven't been to Baton Rouge, it seems, in a lifetime. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I know everybody here is excited. We've been talking about it here on Eagle 98.1 and promoting the show, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from the announcement of you guys playing. So you should have a great night at the Raising Cane's River Center Theater. Roger Earl here from Foghat on Rocket Work with Chuck P. So as a fellow drummer, Roger, I know the strain on the body that drumming takes. And you guys have been doing it since 1970, 71. How do you keep your energy levels up after all these years, like playing on the road? You said y'all are doing like 55, 60 shows a year?
Clean living.
Okay. That's the secret. Okay.
No. I've had a bunch of work done on my toes, my hands, my back, my left shoulder. I'm just recovering from shoulder surgery. I had it at the beginning of the year, but it's fine now. Anytime anything goes wrong, I go and see whatever the best doctor is. I also exercise and stretch regularly. I use lightweight. And, you know, the truth is, I love what I do. I play drums in a rock and roll band. It's like, careful what you wish for. as the song in Road Fever goes, I'm going to roll till I'm old and going to rock till I drop. Not everybody gets a chance to earn a living as something they really enjoy doing. And apart from that, I play in a great band. Everybody's a great musician. I love playing the songs. And we have about, God, I don't know how many songs we can pick from, but I think we've released probably 30 albums over the years. So we've got a lot of tunes to pick from. Actually, we're going to be playing one new song. My good friend Kim Simmons, who was a lead guitar player and leader of Savoy Brown, passed a few months back. But about 2-3 years ago, we did a studio album called Under the Influence, and Kim played on 3 or 4 of the tracks with us. And at that time, he said, I've written some songs I really think would be good for Foghat. Well, I said, I'd love to do them so long as you play on them. Unfortunately, though, Kim passed away about 4 months ago, but he sent me the songs, and basically we played the music and we used Kim's lyrics. So we're playing one of those songs in our set. I'm gonna roll till I'm old and rock till I drop. I love what I do.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you can't beat it. You're a successful drummer and one of the greatest rock bands ever. And when you're putting when y'all are putting together song lists for these tours, like you said, you have over 30 albums. How do you decide? Obviously, you have to play, you know, Fool for the City, Slow Ride, and all that. But, like, how do you figure out the rest of that song list?
Well, actually, sometimes our fans on our website give us some suggestions. And what I also do is with the band, I say, look, everybody in the band come up with at least one song that we haven't done in a while. And then everybody comes up with different songs, and then we work them out and see if they're working. And sometimes they work. Sometimes the drummer can't play fast enough.
I know that but, problem.
No, actually, I'm back on track now. I practice regularly. I bring a pedal and a pad on the road with me, and I have pads all. I have a drum room outside in the yard so that my manager can actually function inside. I have a electronic pad and set upstairs, and I've got practice pads at various places in the house. So it's not like I have any issues with that. And my neighbors are fine as well. They don't mind. I usually don't play after about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they can't be mad. They live next door to the drummer for Foghat. Like, let this guy play. Don't complain about the noise.
No, they don't, actually. My neighbors are great. They're really cool. I'm really looking forward to coming to Baton Rouge. Like I said earlier, it's been a long time since we've been there, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Roger Earl from the band Foghat, drummer for Foghat, coming to the Raising Cane's River Center Theater Friday, July 14th, with Randy Jackson of Zebra opening the show, local music hero. Yeah, Randy is an amazing guitar player, singer.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
In fact, we've met a number of times.
He's amazing. He's a great guy. Before I let you go, Roger, I have to ask this question because I was doing my research and I thought this was very interesting and I did not know this. You auditioned for the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
For Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
Okay.
I was probably about 19 at the time, just before I joined Savoy Brown, actually. The band I was playing in, we weren't getting much work at the time, and I was a commercial artist in London, and I auditioned at a place just off of Piccadilly Circus one lunchtime during the week, borrowed my dad's car, put the drums in there. I came in fourth or fifth. Actually, the drummer that they did get was absolutely fantastic. I actually got a chance to talk to Jimmy that day. I played for about 45 minutes with him. I actually got up and jammed a few times when I came to the States with Savoy Brown. I jammed with him at a club in New York City called Steve Paul's Scene and at another club out on the West Coast. I think Eric Burdon was singing at the time. Not, it was like everybody, it was like a jam session.
Okay.
So, it was a sad day when we lost Jimmy. He was, talk about a breath of fresh air as far as guitar players go. Oh. He was absolutely incredible. Beautiful man as well, by all accounts. It was a sad day.
Indeed. Jimi Hendrix, probably my favorite all-time guitar player, just because of
how
amazing
he was. Incredible, wasn't he?
So incredible. Roger Earl with Foghat drumming at the Raising Cane's River Center, July 14th. Randy Jackson from Zero opening the show. Roger, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with me today. I truly, truly appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the show.
It's my pleasure, Chuck, and we'll see you there.
Yes, sir.